this is related to a Jacksonville-based line called SeaStar.
That's correct.
Okay. And that parent company is called Tote. You said that was in California?
Yes. They're having a ship built in California that will run on natural gas.
Okay.
First ship in the United States, as a matter of fact, to run on natural gas. And this is the first of two for SeaStar Lines. Crowley Maritime, which is also based in Jacksonville, is also having two ships, LNG-powered ships, built in Mississippi.
So LNG stands for?
Liquid natural gas.
Okay.
And this is going to provide the base for a couple of liquid natural gas plants to be built in Jacksonville. These are very intensive capital projects, about $400 million each, and will employ about 200 people each. So this is just the beginning of what could be a whole new industry for Jacksonville in Northeast Florida. It's exciting because cities don't often get the chance to start a whole new industry from scratch, and we have that possibility here.
So you're saying Jacksonville could be making liquid natural gas fuel that could be powering ships?
Ships, trucks, railroad, locomotives. We got CSX and Florida East Coast here. Florida East Coast is already testing out the natural gas on its locomotives, and cars too, people's cars.
How far down the line are these plants going to be built in Jacksonville?
Well, SeaStar is supposed to start on its plant later this year. Crowley Maritime, I'm not sure what their timeline is, but their ships will be here in roughly 2017. That's 2 years from now. So they're going to want to have that plant up and running by then. So this is all happening fairly soon. It's interesting because it's kind of behind the scenes. You don't hear a lot of it from day to day. But from an economic point of view, it's a huge development for Jacksonville.
Business analyst John Burr, thank you so much for being here.
Great to be here. Thank you.